Title: Brake Bus Mutes for Tension at 170 BPM Advanced. Alright, let's do something that instantly makes drum and bass feel expensive. Brake bus mutes at 170 BPM. Not random dropouts, not oops I muted the wrong thing silence. I mean intentional, musical vacuum moments that pull the listener forward and make the drop feel unavoidable. Here's the core idea. At 170, tiny gaps feel huge. A 16th note is roughly 88 milliseconds. A 32nd is about 44 milliseconds. That's not small, that's a felt event. So we're going to treat mutes like rhythm, not like an on-off switch. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one brake bus that you can mute cleanly with automation, plus a couple of tricks so the silence lands with impact, reverb tails that bloom into the gap, delay throws, and a bit of energy automation right before the cut, all with stock Ableton devices. First, quick assumptions. You're at 170 BPM. You've got at least two brake layers, one that's crisp for tops, one that has mid-range meat, maybe a ride or shaker layer too. The goal is to treat all those layers like one instrument during tension moments. Step 1. Route your brakes into a dedicated brake bus. The cleanest way is to group them. Select all your brake tracks, hit Command or Control G, and rename the group Brake Bus. Done. If you prefer a more mixer-style bus, create a new audio track called Brake Bus. Set each brake track's audio to that track, and set the brake bus monitoring to in. Both work. For most automation and quick workflow, grouping is usually fastest. Now step 2. Build a mute that feels expensive. On the brake bus, we're going to put utility first. Utility is the mute brain. The reason we put it first is important. We want the mute to happen before compressors and saturators, so you don't get weird breathing, pumping, or tails reacting in a way that screams automation mistake. So, utility first. After that, optional but common for rolling DNB. Drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive somewhere like 5-15%. Crunch minimal. Boom off or very low, because we do not want to smear low-end timing. Transients can go up, maybe +5 to +20, to keep the brake cutting. Then add saturator for density. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. 1-4 dB drive. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor to pull it together. Try attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2-1. Aim for maybe 1-3 dB of gain reduction when the brake is fully playing. The point is cohesion, not flattening. Cool. Now you've got a bus that sounds like a bus. Step 3. Create a dedicated mute macro so you can automate fast. If you're on suite, do this. Click the utility, wrap it in an audio effect rack with Command or Control G. Map utilities gain to macro 1. Rename that macro brake mute. Set the macro range so minimum is 0 dB and maximum goes down to negative infinity. Or if you want ghost mutes instead of total void, you can cap the maximum around minus 30 dB. I like having the option for full vacuum, then I decide later how deep to go. Quick teacher note. Automate gain, not track mute. Track mute can click and it can chop tails in an ugly way. Gain lets you do micro fades, like 5-15 milliseconds, and those micro fades are the difference between pro tension and why did my audio glitch. Now step 4. Plan your mute placements with phrase logic. At 170 BPM, the arrangement usually breathes in 8, 16, or 32 bar phrases. So don't just sprinkle mutes everywhere. Put them where the listener's brain expects momentum. Three placements that basically always work. First, the pre-drop air cut. In the last bar before the drop, mute the brakes for an eighth note right before beat 1. You can stretch it to a quarter note if you have a strong riser or fill supporting it. The vacuum makes the drop hit harder. Second, bar-end vacuum cuts for jungle flavor. Mute the last 16th or last 8th at the end of every second bar for 4 to 8 bars. Keep it subtle. It's a breath, not a stutter edit. Third, call and response with the bass. Pick moments where the bass phrase can answer. For example, cut the breaks for a 16th note right after a snare hit every 2 bars. You get the snare speaks, silence, bass replies conversation. Now step 5, draw automation like a pro. This is where people either nail it or ruin it. Go to Arrangement View, press it to show automation. Choose your brake bus automation lane for the brake mute macro or utility gain if you didn't rack it. Set your grid to 16th notes to start. And when you draw the mute dip, do not do vertical cliffs. Add tiny ramps. 5-15 milliseconds down, and 5-15 milliseconds back up. That's usually enough to avoid clicks while keeping it tight. Now let's talk mute depth, because depth is as musical as timing. I want you to audition 3 levels. 1. A soft dip. -6 to -10 dB. Energy stays, but tension rises. 2. A ghost mute. -12 to -24 dB. The groove is implied. Space opens up. 3. The void. -60 or negative infinity. True vacuum. A really good workflow is to duplicate the exact same automation pattern and only change the depth. Same rhythm, different emotional intensity. Here's a D&B specific timing trick that's ridiculously effective. Mute just after the snare transient, not before it. Let the snare crack, then remove the tail and the surrounding break body. It feels surgical, punchy, and deliberate. If you mute before the snare transient, the groove can feel like it tripped. If you mute after, it feels like you yank the room out from under the listener. Step 6. Tail tricks. Because pure silence can feel empty, and in D&B you often want silence plus atmosphere. Option 1 is reverb tail survives the mute, using a return. Create returner with a reverb. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Regular reverb works too. On the break bus, keep a normal send level somewhere around -18 to -12 dB. Then, right before the mute, automate the send up briefly, like to -6 or even 0 dB for a moment, and then do your mute. Hybrid reverb starting point. Hall algorithm. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut somewhere 6 to 10 kHz. And the big one. Low cut 200 to 400 hz. That low cut keeps your throw from turning into low-end fog. Teacher note. Don't let the return lie to you. If the reverb return gets louder than the dry break, your grid smears and the track sounds amateur. Put a utility on the reverb return and cap it. Keep it honest, maybe peaking around -12 to -6 dB during throws. If you're pushing it, stick a limiter at the end of the return for safety. Option 2 is a delay throw. Put echo on a return track, then spike the send for just a single slice, like 1/16th note on a hat or a snare tail. Time can be 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep modulation low, just enough movement to feel alive. Now step 7. Add mute energy by automating bus processing around the cut. This is what stops the trick from sounding like a beginner dropout. 3 strong moves. 1. Glue compressor threshold bump. Right before the mute, automate the threshold down slightly so the compressor grabs harder. It feels like the brake is being pulled underwater, then it vanishes. 2. Saturator drive flicker. Add 1 to 3 dB of drive for the last 8th note before the cut, then hit the mute. It creates this aggressive flare that makes the silence feel even bigger. 3. A high pass DJ cut before the mute. Put auto filter before utility, set it to HP12. Automate cutoff from around 150 hz up to 1 or 2 kHz over about half a bar, then mute. The ear perceives motion, like the brake is leaving the room, not just disappearing. Extra advanced variation. If you want the brake to shrink before it vanishes, automate utility width. Pull it from something wide, like 120 or 140%, down to almost mono, like 0 to 30%, then mute. If your reverb tail stays wide, the contrast is nasty in the best way. Dry brake collapses inward, space remains. Now let's plug this into Riedel arrangement patterns, so you can actually use it. Pattern 1. A 16-bar build into a drop. Bars 1 through 12, no mutes, full roll. Bars 13 and 14, do bar-end vacuum cuts, like a tiny 16th at the end of each bar. Bar 15, 1/8 note full mute on beat 4. Bar 16, a quarter note mute before the downbeat, plus that reverb send spike. Then on the drop, everything back full. Pattern 2, mid-drop variation to keep dancers locked. Every 8 bars, cut for a 16th note right after the snare on bar 8. Pair it with a bass fill or a vocal chop. It's small, but it resets attention. Pattern 3. Jungle shuffle tension. Use ghost mutes, -12 to -18 dB, on quick 16th dips at repeated points, like every 2 bars. It gives that old sampler edit vibe, where it feels like the brake was chopped on hardware. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. If you hear clicking, your fades are too sharp or you use track mute. Add 5 to 15 milliseconds of ramp. Don't mute the wrong bus. In heavy D&B, you usually want the kick and main snare to remain the spine. Consider routing kick and main snare to a separate drum spine bus, and only muting the brakes layer bus. The track stays physically anchored while the texture vanishes. Watch low-end chaos. If your brakes have rumble and you throw reverb or delay, you'll smear the mix. High pass your FX returns, and don't overuse it. If every 2 bars has a dramatic mute, it stops being tension and starts being a gimmick. The best tension tools are the ones you don't spam. One more coaching check that saves a lifetime. A slash B or mute in context. Listen in full mix. Then drums only. Then breaks plus bass only. If the bass suddenly feels late or early, you probably cut a transient that was providing timing cues. Adjust the placement so the transient still points at the grid, or keep a ghost layer. Speaking of ghost layers, if you mute and suddenly your groove feels like it loses definition, you can keep a tiny transient-only layer alive. Duplicate the break, high pass it hard, like 2 to 5 kHz, push transients with drum bus, gate it so only attacks pass, and don't mute it fully. Just dip it. That way the body disappears but the time feel stays locked. Now, a quick 15-minute practice exercise to make this real. Pick an 8-bar rolling break loop at 170. Make your break bus. Build the chain. Utility. Drum bus. Saturator. Glue. Draw automation like this. Bars 1 to 4. No mutes. Bars 5 and 6. Bar end 16th ghost mutes down to around minus 12 dB. Bar 7. 1/8 note full mute on beat 4. Bar 8. A quarter note full mute before the loop restarts. Then add hybrid reverb on a return and automate a send spike only in bar 8. Finally, listen it with bass. If the groove collapses, shorten the mute or use a ghost depth instead of full silence. Your deliverable for yourself is simple. Bounce a 16-bar clip and ask one question. Does the vacuum feel intentional, or does it feel like something broke? If it feels intentional, you've got it. If it feels accidental, it's usually either the fade shape, the depth, or you cut the wrong transient. Recap to lock it in. Route all break layers to a break bus so you can treat them like one instrument. Use utility gain map to a macro for click-free, controllable mutes. Place mutes with phrase logic and DNB timing, often right after snare transients. Make the gap feel bigger with reverb and delay tails, and add one extra automation move around the cuts so it feels designed. And for darker, heavier DNB, keep the drum spine steady while the breaks vanish with style. This audio version is shortened for playback.